I can't believe this is segment three already.
Well, yeah, we've had a lot of interesting conversation today already in our half hour, and it's about to get more interesting.
Well, I thought we'd talk about airplanes and movies. I mean, you know, that's kind of a cool thing.
With someone who makes the movies and flies the planes, welcome to Ben Younger. Hi, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm going to let Rob introduce you because you guys know each other.
Well, we do because Ben is a columnist for Flying Magazine. He writes our Leading Edge column, and he always keeps me on the edge. Okay, that was pretty dumb. All right.
You're a dad. You can make that joke, right?
Yeah, you know what? That's a dad joke. I mean, anyway.
So, Ben, how do you identify yourself? As a pilot? As a filmmaker? As a writer?
Lutheran. No, I'm kidding. I identify myself as all of those things. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I can't say one takes precedence over the other. Well, pilot is the newest thing I would identify myself as, and the most exciting.
Oh, yeah?
For sure, yeah.
So when did you become a certificated pilot?
10 years ago, I got my private, and 3 years ago this month, my instrument.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Now, before you became a pilot, were you, would you have said I'm a filmmaker first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long ago did that start?
That started 20 years ago with a movie called Boiler Room that starred Ben Affleck and Vin Diesel. That was my first movie.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I just put off flying for a long time. I can't really explain why.
Did you have the bug early?
Oh,
did
yeah.
You?
It was the first word I said before mom was I said play. I would point at the sky and scream play.
Now you're a fiction writer. No, I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding.
Did you scream deplane?
Boss.
Okay. All right. but you know, one thing I think it's important is that Ben is a well-known screenwriter for the Academy out in Hollywood, where my daughter lives. And I took the time a few weeks ago because I know we're talking about airplanes, but I'm going to get to that. But I just picked something out of his bio. It was a movie that is called Prime. I saw Meryl Streep and Uma Thurman, and we rented it, and it was absolutely marvelous. And I think I took on a whole different mindset when I started reading your stories every month that come in, because they come across my desk. And I said, wow, this man has a way of telling, because I noticed a storytelling method, but I didn't quite understand it. But when I saw that, it kind of changed my perspective for the good. And I understand that you're also planning a piloting movie of some kind, are you not?
Yeah. The combining the two loves is that's the ultimate dream. So
sure.
There's a movie called Left Seat. At least it's tentatively titled that. It might change by the time it comes out. But it's a story of a man who misses his Delta flight up in somewhere in British Columbia. And he has to get on a little Cessna 400, you know, a twin piston Cessna from the 70s era. And the pilot dies. And he's the only passenger on the flight. So the whole movie from 15 minutes in is this man who's never flown a plane trying to fly and then land an airplane in the forests of British Columbia.
So this is a horror film.
Right. No. To some, it would be. But it's a movie about spirit and triumph. He's somebody who suffered a great personal loss in the previous year of his life.
Okay.
And this is about him regaining his agency and taking control of his life. And it's a pretty inspiring story. But yes, terrifying at times. I have him flying into every AOPA, like what are those accident stories? I just took every single one and threw it into the movie. Oh, so he goes through ice and thunderstorms and night flying, and I mean, I just threw the whole book at him.
And so what's the status of this this movie coming into being now?
It's fully financed.
What? Wow.
Yeah. We're going to make it for a price. It's not going to be we're making it for $12 million, which is actually not an insane amount of money.
That's really modest.
But it's only got two actors in it. There's him. Rob Mark's going to play the dead pilot. So he speaks for the first 5 minutes of the movie, and then He just has to lie in the back.
I've been practicing my dead pilot pass out thing, but you know what I think is important is the, you know, when Ben and I met at the last Air Venture a couple of years ago, he was new to the magazine, and he mentioned that he had this bonanza that well, Ben, why don't you tell us your Telluride story, because I think it was really important in how it changed your life and your view of flying airplanes.
Yeah, that's also the reason why I started, how I came to write for the magazine. But I had this bonanza that I fly now is actually the second plane. The first plane I totaled in Telluride, which is, if any of your listeners know, is I think the second highest airport in America after Leadville, and it was as close to, you know, losing my life as I've come, certainly behind the yoke of an airplane. But yeah, I was taking off from Telluride, and I had done it once before in the winter when the density altitude was not nearly the same, and it was spring, and it was 11 a.m. The winds had started picking up. I was late, and I took off and was hit with a bit of wind shear the end of I think it's 27, that runway that points west. There's a sort of null on the left side of the runway. When you get above it in the springtime, you get this north wind, you know, southerly wind that you don't get any other time of year, and it just stalled the wing instantly. And so the left wing dropped. I was maybe 50 feet off the ground. And my instructor Neil Corman's years of just punching into me, push down, just came in, because I don't remember doing it. I just know that I did, and then I regained some airspeed, leveled out, and then set it back down on the runway, but the gear had already come up.
Ah.
So what almost was a stall spin turned into a what looked like a simple gear up landing, but it was not.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that was the end of the first bonanza. You decided to buy another one.
I did. I just put a new interior in that first plane, so I bought the plane back from the insurance company as a salvage. I swapped the interior into the new Bonanza and learned a lot about DA and what it means to fly in the mountains.
And I remember when he was telling me this story around a campfire last year, and I said, so you went and bought the airplane back to take the seats out of it. Okay, sure, I guess, you know, you have something in the seats, and but then just before the end of the show, you were getting ready to go out to Colorado to pick it up, and you hadn't been flying in a while.
Yeah.
And you were a little concerned about flying the thing all the way back to New York, and I think I was going to try and go with you, but I couldn't get the time away. And
you did. Rob kindly offered to fly me with me all the way back. I was very, very anxious about flying again after that accident. And the problem was that the finish of the job kept getting pushed. So Rob actually did map out the time, but then we kept pushing, and next thing you know, it was 2 weeks later on, so he couldn't do it.
So how long?
I was calling him every 10 minutes going, will you look at that four flight right now? Is this a good time to go? Can I go now?
How long then were you out of the cockpit between?
A year.
Okay, yeah, right. We're talking with Ben Younger, who is a pilot and filmmaker.
I think it's an interesting transition, because now when I talk to him, he has flown this airplane everywhere. I mean, it's become his teddy bear. There's nowhere he drives, I don't think, anymore. Do you?
No, we definitely trying to exercise that instrument rating and stay proficient and current. My partner and I are going to fly to Telluride. I haven't been back since.
Oh.
So the plan is we leave here and go to Telluride, and that's the last sort of boogeyman I need to shake off before I'm fully back.
That's an interesting concept about that, going back to some place where something really
scene of the crime,
fatal back or near fatal,
all those things, all those metaphors. Well,
how much time have you flown in the last 2 years?
300 hours.
Yeah. See, I mean, right. that's a good amount of time, and so you feel pretty comfy with this airplane.
I do. Kim and I flew it all, you know, when COVID locked everybody down, we just got in the airplane. We flew from New York to Phoenix, rode dirt bikes out, and all was safe, but I've written about it in the magazine. But we used that plane as a sort of a COVID bubble.
Well, and saying you're a bit of an adventurer, I mean, you're not a bicycler. You fly. Oh, you drive those motorized cycle things.
Yeah,
what kind of bike do you have? What kind of bike do you have?
I race an Aprilia RSV4 1000. It's a 1000cc four-cylinder race bike.
Okay, so, I have no idea what that is.
It sounds beastly.
It's fast. It's like they call it the Honda of Italy. It's an Italian motorcycle that doesn't break down.
Oh God! So you're an adventurous type. I mean, and that's going to work into your movies, isn't it?
For sure. Besides the Left Seat movie, the movie I've been trying to make for my entire career is called Isle of Man. It's about a race out there in the Irish Sea on that island called the TT. And I can't say who we're out to, but a very big name in Sony Pictures is making the movie. That's my. I'll work aviation into it somehow, but that is the dream.
It sounds like you'll be plenty busy then.
Yes.
Does it involve a man dead in the left seat somewhere? Or?
No, Rob. There's no part for you in this movie.
Ben Younger from New York is a screenwriter and pilot and columnist for Flying Magazine. Thanks, Ben. You're listening to EAA Radio.